Kaftar v'ferach. So what did they come for the menorah? What were the kaftarim? The buttons that held the arms. At least it looked like they're holding the arms. It's a mixture, but it looks like they're holding the arms in place. What's the prachim? Aesthetic beauty. So some people say a pshat, wow, that's incredible. It's so beautiful. It's so elegant. It's so interesting. But it doesn't have any functional purpose. It's just like this idea out there. Remember I told you necessity is the mother of oneness. You have to solve a problem to make it fit. And sometimes people solve a problem and it feels inelegant. Like an ukimta, pilpul, if you say this, and you say this, and you say this. The best pshat is a pshat that's both functional and elegant. It's kaftar and it's a perach. It's functional like a kaftar and it's beautiful like a perach. So it's an interesting combination. I always like that. It's an itziv in Parshas Tetzaveh, I forget which one. Kaftor v'ferach. Okay, so I see a kaftor v'ferach idea in the Ramban and Tosos, and then we'll hit Reb Chaim. So a lot happening today. Okay, so let's start. We have a Gemara that says that the shtar of 5 and 2 would be pater from a shvua, and that's why the Brisa talked about 5 and 3, where there's a machlokes, and even Rabbi Akiva says pater, it's only because of Meshur Aveda. So Gemara assumed, aha, you see that 5 and 2 would be pater because it's halach. Something about shtar makes it halach. What about shtar makes it halach? So we're going back to Shiurim, either the facility of Gevia, or the fact that when you have a shtar, you can collect karka, and karka is already yours before you even asked for it, because karka, ownership, and she brought a karka, it was the malvas, she brought a chatzi kinyan even before he asked for it. Then Gemara says, no. You can't prove from this brisa that halach is pater, because there are two alternative reasons why shtar 5 and 2, right, still in dinner, if I ask for 5 and you say 2 and the shtar says slayim, why would be pater? Not because of halach. Even Reb Chiya says halach is chayiv could cook up reasons that a shtar 5, I ask for 5, you say 2 and the shtar says slayim, it should be pater. One reason is the shtar is misayah. According to most Rishonim, the shtar is misayah the nitba. And somehow when a shtar is misayah the nitba, either it's like edus for the nitba that Rothschild owes 2 and no more, or it's a raglayim ledavar for the nitba that Rothschild owes 2 and no more. That's the Baal HaMor's pshat. Whenever a shtar supports the kafira of the nitba, obviously we will think very hard about acquitting the shvua. If I say, you owe me money, you say half yes, half not, and something supports your claim, half not, we won't make you swear in the half not part because there's something supporting you. Shani Acha, Dekam Esayah L'Shtar. The other approach in the Gemara is, no. Even without the Siyu Ashtar, this is a shtar. And anytime you have a shtar, you're collecting karka. Anytime you're collecting karka, the debate, the litigation is now a karka litigation. Karka litigations are immune to Shua. Ein Nishbayin Ala Karkas. At which point the Rishonim came and said, wait a second, karka collection isn't unique to shtar. Karka collection can happen even without a shtar. Certainly at a deraisa level, there's absolutely no difference whether you have a shtar or not. So how could the Torah on the one hand say you can't swear about karka, and on the other hand say that anytime you collect money, you can collect karka? How can you ever swear about collections in halva? So if every time there's halva, you can collect karka, but karka is not a topic for shua. So that was Tosa's question, so we could explain the Torah's thought process. But a presumably even more pressing question is, halacha l'maisa, how come you take shavuos modim and mixas if at least midrabanan, okay, you can't collect karka from the kuchas unless you have a shtar, but you can collect karka from the lova even if you don't have a shtar. So every shtar can potentially lead to karka collection. Since it leads to karka collection, every halva is potential karka. Since it's potential karka, it's a karka conversation. Since it's a karka conversation, there should be no modim and mixas, should be no shavuos, should be kafir shuvat karkas. That was the question we saw on Tuesday in Tosfos. Tosfos gave a technical answer. Tosfos says, yeah, it must be talking about where you're mochel, karka, or you don't have karka. Essentially, Tosfos went for the bait. Anytime there's a horizon to collect karka, that litigation will be a karka litigation, and it will be no shavua. Anytime you see motive and mixus and chas, it's talking about a case where somehow there's no karka availability at all. Not from lekuchos. Not from the Lova, no one has karka, they were mochel the karka, they made a separate tonight in the contract, there can't be karka collection, which is really, really, really radical. I mean, Tosfos is really radicalizing because he has no other way to solve the problem. Because every malva can collect karka, even by a milva bapeh, so he can go to the Lova and collect his karka. Since you can collect karka, this is a tvias karka. Since it's a tvias, it's a tvias karka, so it should be a case where there's no shvua. If there is a shvua, it must be a karka-free zone. That's how Tosfos explained modern mixes. Ramban doesn't like it. Ramban, obviously, is a lot not to like about this Tosfos. It's a very, very radical Tosfos. Ramban's going to say that we have to become a little bit more careful about how we define our terms, okay? Be a little more brisker in our terminology. If you interview me and say, can a malva with a milva balpeh, can a malva with a milva balpeh without a shtar collect karka from the lova? Of course he can. And minatara, can a malva collect karka from the lekuchos without a shtar? Of course he can. Drabbanan, he can't. But we have to try to drill down and decide not whether you can collect karka, because you can always collect karka, but how we define this litigation. The litigation will not be defined based on the ultimate collection capacity. There may be cases you can collect karka. But when I come and I say, Benjamin Fox, you owe me money, what am I saying? You owe me money, you owe me karka? Or in our terminology, it's not enough to define the case as a case of gevias karka. It's, oh my goodness, gevias karka, there's no shvua, which is the pressure that Tosfos is working under. There could be cases where one day you'll collect karka. But that's just technically what you're taking. That doesn't define the case as a karka case. The case is not going to be a karka case just because in some scenario you can go to the loaf and take karka. The case is going to be defined as a kesef case. Maybe you'll collect karka, maybe you'll collect animals, maybe you'll collect kesef, maybe you'll collect cell phones, I don't know. We have to ask what cases are cases of tevias kesef, which end up being gevias karka, and which cases are tevias karka. That's the Ramban's big chiddush. Let's see what he says, let's read it inside, and then we'll see why it matters. Because you always have to ask yourself why it matters, not just what a Rishon is saying, but why it matters. Okay, so first read the Rishon, compare them to Tosfos, define the differences, sharp definitions. Now that you have your sharp definitions, why does it matter? Okay, so I gave you short excerpts of the Ramban. This is a two-page Ramban in Shavuos Lamed Zayin. The parts that I didn't give you, the parts I didn't give you are the parts where the Ramban starts to think about the Rimigash and Tosfos. I gave you. Let's read the key part of the Ramban. Okay. So Levi Mifakbek, we'll start with the line number 6 in the Ramban. Levi Mifakbek Bishvuas HaSheila Zal. This is when we finally reject Tosfos, the derivatives of Tosfos. Tehacha. Okay. You know, let's read it. Okay. Becherim. Asfei Basadi. Okay. So let's start with the Yesh Misha Omer, because I want to get to Reb Chaim. So it's on the second page, about 5 lines down. The Yesh Misha Omer. The Be'edim, 5 lines down on the next page. What? No. I'm sorry. Okay. On WhatsApp, it's here. Okay. Try to keep in touch with the Makar. Here you go. Okay. You don't have Reb Chaim either, right? So you got to get Reb Chaim. We're going to read about Reb Chaim today. Okay. V'yesh mi she'omer. Here you go. V'yesh mi she'omer. The Be'edim, if there's no shtar, line number 5. Afal gav, second page. Afal gav, the ika shibir karkos. We're right over here, guys, on the pages. Afal gav, the ika shibir karkos. Okay, on second page. Yeah. Okay. Afal gav, the ika shibir karkos, ika nami shibir metalflin. When I'm collecting without a shtar, I can take your cut, your money, I can take your phone, I can take your clothing, I can take your karka. Since I've got this endless variety of things I can take, if I don't have a shtar, that litigation, that tefiah, that case is not called karka. When there's no shtar, that's a regular case of kesef. I'm actually asking not for kesef, I'm not asking for karka, I'm not asking for clothing, I'm asking for value. Nita, you owe me $100 of value. And you can decide how you're going to pay it back. And even if in 5 days from now, when you end up being chayiv, you're going to pay me karka, that doesn't make Monday's litigation a karka litigation that you can't swear about. We're going to litigate, we'll listen to what you say, what I say. If your motive amicks us, you'll swear on the other part. And then on Thursday, when we decide how much you have to pay, then we'll make a separate decision. Should I take your phone? Should I take your money? Should I take your clothing? Should I take your Philly? I don't know. Or should I take your karka? I will make a decision. Doesn't mean that Monday's litigation is called karka. When is Monday's litigation called karka? When you have a shtar. Why? Here's the punchline of the Ramban. 5 lines from the bottom. Avol shtara mishum karkos hu dekasvile inchi. Whenever we write a shtar, we're writing shtar about karka. De shtara limitaltele lo kasve. This is an interesting leap. When I wrote a shtar a month before, in October, when you asked for money, and I asked you to write a shtar that you owe me $30, the moment, look at me, that a shtar comes into the story, everyone start thinking about karka. Why? Anyone get this in the Ramban? Why is the shtar all of a sudden a karka riveter, a karka focuser? Shtar doesn't say karka in it. The shtar is money. Binyamin yami $30, and he wrote me a shtar. But all of a sudden, if on October 1st, Binyamin wrote me a shtar about the money he owes me, all of a sudden I'm thinking, karka, 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 karka. What makes me a karka obsessed if on October 1st he wrote me a shtar that he owes me $30? Barak?
Because it's announced, so like, everyone's aware that there's a very
obvious moment that'll take it. That's a good svar, but it's not what he says. It's a great svar, but read the lines. Read what the Ramban says.
Hey, we have a buddy next time who has some cars.
I said, I just sent a WhatsApp. Okay? What makes a shtar a karka focuser? Adir? Now, that's the outcome. Once the shtar focuses me on karka, I reach a state of commander toughness. But what about a shtar makes the malva riveted on karka? I want your karka. I want your karka. I don't want your mental. What makes me such a karka monster after you write a shtar? I become a one-track mind. Oh my goodness. You're a one-track mind. If I don't have a shtar, I'm thinking karka. I'm thinking cell phones. I'm thinking money. I'm thinking clothing. Second we write a shtar, karka, karka, karka. What makes me so karka obsessed? Levi.
Otherwise, no one would bother going through the process of writing.
Close. You know what I mean?
Shtar is only written for karka.
Right. Normally, listen carefully. When we sell things, not when we borrow money, when we sell things, how do you make a kinyan on metalplin? What are the metalplin kinyanim? If it's really small, what do you do? Hagba. If it's mid-size, what do you do? If it's really large, what do you do? Mesira. If it's karka, what are the three kinyanim? Kesef, shtar, or chazaka. You improve, you break down. You would never write a shtar on metalplin. Doesn't work on metalplin, and not only that, but a shtar is totally incompatible with metalplin. Why is a shtar incompatible with metalplin? Because a shtar has to describe exclusive items. Land is exclusive. You can describe a particular land in a shtar, and that land is unique. The land next to this river, 30 feet in, 40 feet across. We'd use coordinates today. Objects are never exclusive. I can't write, oh, that shirt that has red lines and blue dots and two little buttons. You know how many shirts there are like Barak's wearing? Excuse me, I don't mean to in any way insult you, but there are millions of those. Okay, we have mass production, but even before mass production, that shirt can exist in multiples. So there's no way to write a shtar about metalplin. It's simply impossible, because a shtar is trying to describe something abstractly and has to be exclusive in order to describe it. I can describe yoni in a shtar. There's only one yoni in the world. Baruch Hashem. There's only one yoni in the world. I can describe him in a shtar. But I can't describe a cell phone in a shtar because you know how many Note 10s there are? How many are there? Quickly, Google it. How many Note 10s have been sold? Okay, hundreds of millions. Hundreds of millions. So you can't describe it. So therefore, Levi, the second that on October 1st, Binyamin Fox wrote me a shtar, not about selling anything. The shtar didn't mention karka. It just mentioned money. But the second there's a shtar, oh, I want your karka. You're writing a shtar. This is a karka track. Let's read the Ramban. Avol shtara, in general, Levi, mishum karkosu dekasvi le'inshi. Normally, people write shtaras for karka. Not in this case of the loan, but normally, in normal transactions, if you go to the marketplace, there are two stalls. There's a metalplin stall where people sell their metalplin. Then there's the karka stall where people sell their land. In the metalplin stall, there are no shtaras. In the karka stall, there's a lot of shtaras there because people are constantly selling their land. People are never writing shtaras about metalplin. So the second you write a shtar, it's like you're giving me a martini. Oh my goodness, I'm drunk with karka right now. Here, I have a shtar. Binyamin Fox says, oh my goodness, you just gave me a karka martini. You know, second you write a shtar, I'm thinking karka. Avol shtara inshi de shtara le metalplin lo kasvi. The ikra shibudei makarki. Therefore, now I'm a karka monster. Now that you've written a shtar on October 1st, on November 15th, when I drag you into Beis Din, I'm thinking only about karka. Then the Ramban says a really, really interesting line. Ucheman de tafis lehu dummy. What does he mean by that? You can even skip those three words and the rest of the Ramban will make sense. We'll go back to those three words. Hilkach, let's skip those three words. Since by writing a shtar on October 1st, Binyamin Fox slipped me a martini and got me drunk on karka. So when I come on November 15th, oh, karka, karka. I want your karka. I want your karka. I'm a karka monster. I'm drunk with karka. I'm tripping on karka. All I can think about is karka. So then on November 15th, basically this is a karka litigation. You see what the Ramban's saying? It's all psychological. I'm making fun. I'm trying to get you into the Ramban's mind. If I want to know when my tviya is karka and when my tviya is metaltalin, with Aiden, I don't know what I'm going to take. Let's first litigate on Monday, and then on Thursday I'll decide whether I want to take Boz, your kippah, because I love it so much, your glasses, because it's so retro, or your braces, just to tease you. I don't know what I'm taking. Maybe I'll take your karka, the Capitana estate in northern New Jersey. I'll be rich one day. Capitana, I don't know what I'm taking. That we'll decide later. On Monday, I want your money. I want your value. But if you slip me a Mickey, you slip me a martini a month ago, I want karka. I just want your karka. That means I'm demanding. Trying to find the case where we switch the tefillah. When you have a shtar, you're karka drunk. When you don't have a shtar, you're asking for anything. He slips in those three words to command the toughest dummy. You see, Adir, they're really not necessary. They're really not consistent with what he's saying. Because much of what he's saying is what you're thinking, not what's happening halachically, Benny. That's why this command the toughest stands out. It's really interesting what the Ramban means by command the toughest. But the major thrust of the Ramban is not command the toughest. The major thrust of the Ramban is what he says afterwards. Hilkach ki katava karka katava ikashigodi me karka shtar mishum karkosu de kasvile. You can work in command the toughest, and since I only want karka, it's like I'm already holding on to the karka. So according to the Ramban, first version, yesh mi sha'omer, he's going to reject this. What differentiates a shtar from a milva balpeh is when I don't have a shtar, I'm asking for value. When I have a shtar, I'm drunk on karka. Ban doesn't like this. I don't like it either. I was saying it very colorful, but the fact that when I sell land, I write shtaros, and when I sell metalflin, I don't write shtaros, means that when you write me a shtar on a loan, I am karka drunk. But what does that even mean?
Here we are, I'm sitting with Mordechai, and we're working out a loan. All of a sudden, it's a star walk. Oh, my God, it's a star walk into the room. Now it's a whole different conversation. Like that. Is that true?
I fudged over that leap. The Ramban makes a leap. The fact that when we sell land, we write shtaros, and we sell it to the top, and we don't write shtaros, means the second you bring a shtar into Bezin, karka, karka. Why? So the Ramban is going to shift a little bit. Dein Tamaz Emechuvar, he's going to say, it's going to be the same concept, but a little bit different mechanism. Ela Hatam, second to last line. And these are great skills, guys, to be able to read Rishonim and pick out and differentiate long Rishonim, not just two lines in Tosas. This one's going to get real. Okay, by February, March, you should be able to, Rabbi K is not going to be so nice to you. He's not going to give you a little cutouts and three words. He's going to tell you to read four pages of Ramban and three pages of Rimi Gash. You got to really learn how to fillet a Rishon, read, interpret, move on. Ein tam ze mechuvar. Ela hatam. So why does shtar change the game? Why is milva balpeh called a value litigation, but milva bashtar is a karka litigation about which you don't swear? It's called kefir shibet karkos. Hatam lefi. Shekol ma she'adam taref min halakuchos. Iker shibudo alav v'iker tanaso osahu tovek. Can anyone interpret this? Think. Don't translate. Abstract, process, and define. The biggest mistake is when you translate word for word. You're translating from Aramaic. Read what he's saying. Think about the logic. Process it. And then tell me in your English, in languages that you use. I told you the story. Kid came over to me 21 years ago, 22 years ago, having a hard time in Kriyat Shema. Tell me what your thoughts are. Hear, O Israel. Just stop. You're not Irish. You can't serve Hashem in a foreign language. So if you want to understand Torah, take what they're saying, not just in Shas. In Torah, in Rishonim, in Rashi. The biggest problem, not biggest, one of the big barriers to really understanding is when you just interpret word for word. So I was trying to find a word for Gilgal. Duh, rolling shvuah. Okay, rolling shvuah. No, the rolling stones. Take the idea, process it, and then say it in your language. Then you're integrating it. What is the Ramban saying? Think for a minute, okay? Don't talk for a minute. What is the Ramban saying? Think about it and then put it into perspective. The question is, why when I have a shtar does the litigation become karka? When I don't have a shtar, the litigation is value, even though in the end it may end up being karka collection. Okay, I'm falling asleep. I can't give you guys too much time. Okay, wake up. 30 seconds, not a minute. Okay. Yes, Levi.
Since the star gives me the ability to cut through the kuchos, we assume that the additional ability I gave myself was the reason I gave myself that additional ability was specifically so I could have it. So that's
very good. Sharpening. 60% on the meter. 60%. A little background information. You're missing some background information. Benjamin. No, no. You're moving away from Levi's track. Continue on Levi's road. Levi has the right road. When I loan money, I'm imperiling my money, right? I'm taking great risks. You may not pay back. Most people borrow money. They borrow money because they don't have money, right? I don't expect Elon Musk to call me up for a loan tomorrow. If he does, I'll invite him to yeshiva. Maybe to sponsor. Maybe build another yeshiva. I don't know. But he's not calling me up tomorrow for a loan. Who's asking me for a loan? People that have monetary needs. So I'm looking at some poor guy and giving him a lot of money. Yeah, the chances you're going to pay me back are pretty low. But who am I really counting on? Who am I really counting on to come through with this loan?
Aryeh.
Oh, if there is an Aryeh, of course I wear this whole role of an Aryeh. But ultimately, I'm saying, you know, I may not be able to collect from you. You may leave town. You may split town. But you have lekuchos. The fact that I can go to lekuchos gives me some security. They're really looking at you, Ariel. But you know, sometimes people are looking at you. They're not really looking at you. They're looking at people behind you. Yeah, you know. Rich guy comes to yeshiva. Oh, yeah, you're accepted to yeshiva. Are you accepting me or my parents? Me or my grandparents? See, I'm not really looking at you, Adir. The chances you're going to pay me back. I know you guys in B-Mob. We're speaking there tomorrow night. Yeah, a little shady. You say one thing, you do it. I know one thing. I got your lekuchos in my crosshairs. Those are the people I trust. They're lekuchos, right? The bank, right? I was working all day yesterday with a credit card. They're not interested in me. I told them I've never defaulted on my credit. I was trying to increase my credit or some technical problem. I say, look, we trust you, but it's about your bank. Until you can connect this to your bank, like, nothing's happening. You're going to be limited $20. It's just, you know, take the emotions out of the process. Finances, the biggest mistake in stock investment is when you invest emotionally. You like the stock. It's your stock from your bar mitzvah. Take emotions out of it. It's not about you. I like you. I don't like you. Got people behind you, Levi. That's the background information. I know lekuchos I can trust. Those are the people out there that I can go to. And because I wrote the shtar, Levi, and empowered myself for lekuchos, so when I have a shtar, I'm looking past you. You're a ghost to me. I don't care about you. It is a financial market. I don't care about you. I care about the money trail. And the money trail is the lekuchos when I have a shtar, and that's where I'm after. And of course, what's the only thing I can get from lekuchos? I can't collect them from lekuchos. If you sell your phone, I can't collect it. If you sell your shirt, I can't collect it. So the combination of a shtar, which enables lekuchos, means that all of a sudden, you know what makes this tviyas karka, Levi? Because it becomes between me and the lekuchos. You may be invested, but you're just representing the money trail. I'm not interested in you right now, Barak. I'm interested in your money and where it's going to end up. And that trail is a karka trail because I can't follow a metalotlin trail. There's no metalotlin trail. And you say, well, Barak says, yeah, but even my middle of my path got so much land, I own half of Silver Spring and the other half of Silver Springs. I don't know. I own both of those springs. Yeah, you're nothing to me. You're dead to me, Barak. You're not in base. I don't care. I don't care what you bring to base then. You're going to leave town tomorrow. You will be there. You'll sell your karka off just to spite me. You hate Rabbi Tarragon for his crazy shiur. Yeah, I'm going to spite you and sell my karka. When you're in base then, you're nothing to me. I'm interested in the people that... So when there's a shtar, I really have those people behind them. Like you said, Levi, by writing a shtar, I created horizons of people behind you that interest me. I basically reinforced my loan. I took my loan and I said, even though I don't really care about you and I don't count on you, you're dead to me. It doesn't make a difference. I know that there are people after you. And that's a money trail. And there's only one money trail in halacha. It's called karka. There's no money trail that's not karka. So when I have a shtar, I'm thinking, because I structured the loan that way, I'm saying, you're dead to me. And I'm thinking, when I did write a shtar, basically I like you. Basically, when I write a shtar, I was nice to you. I trust you. It's Barak. I know his father. I know his I'm trusting you. You come to Basin. Let's talk about it a little bit. How much do you owe me? What value? On Thursday, we'll decide whether I'm taking your Silver Spring or your Silver Springs or your car or your phone or your shirt. But that's not a karka conversation. So according to the Ramban, it's not about, oh my goodness, guys, look at me. there's a shtar here. Oh, karka. No, no, no. By writing a shtar, when Binyamin wrote me the shtar on October 1st, at that point I'm saying it's not about me and you anymore, Binyamin. It's about me and the insurance company. That's what insurance is. It takes all the emotions and risk out of it. Right, I've paid a lot of insurance. I told you in the old city, I wrecked my car a little bit. I was trying to park, and I, not an accident, I just like scraped it against one of the concrete poles there. It was, $10,000 shekel damage. Whatever, I've been paying insurance for a good long time. I've been paying hundreds of thousands of shekel of insurance. I was very happy to bring my car in. I didn't pay a shekel. No, they took care of the cab. Oh, I had to rent a car for a couple of days. I pay, even the rental car was covered, so I just paid like the $50 of coverage on the rental car. So it cost me 150 shekel for a 12,000 shekel repair of my car. Because right now, it's not about me. Well, let's say you get into an accident with someone. Chas v'shalom. It's not about you and the other person. It's now the insurance companies. You bump it up to them. You don't talk, and I've been allowed to talk to the person. You don't talk to him, they don't talk to you. Your insurance company, State Farm, calls AIG, and they work it out between them. So when we wrote that contract, we were structuring this deal totally different. By writing a contract, I said, I don't trust you, nor am I interested in you, don't show up in court. You want to show up in court, you can. But you don't interest me, you're dead to me. Okay, I don't trust you. What I trust is, I trust the money trail. And the money trail, the character trail, is the likufas. So by writing a shtar, we've retracked the whole case. Even before the litigation, the case was about lekuchos. When I don't have a shtar, it's a totally different loan. It's about you and me. This Ramban becomes a major, major categorization between different types of loans. A milvah b'shtar is a very different type of loan than a milvah b'peh. And he says this in one line. Let's read it carefully. Again, now that you hear what I'm saying, then I'll answer your question, Mordechai's question. Okay? And then we have to still decide why it matters when we get to our claims. We've got a lot to do today, okay? Okay, let's read the Ramban again. Ain tam is emachuver. Don't say like the Yesh Beforshim, oh, the second Ishtar walks in the room, karka, karka, karka. No, the second we write Ishtar, it's more about lekuchos. And lekuchos is the karka trail. Ain tam is emachuver. El atam, lefisha kol masha adam tarif min al lekuchos. Whatever I can get from lekuchos, what I can, ikushibu to olav. That's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about lekuchos. I'm not thinking about you. Vekertana so also to that. It could be you and me in court, Barak. You know, you're just the guy. You're a ghost. You're a cardboard cutout. It's me and the lekuchos that are really going to litigate. Maybe you'll preempt the lekuchos. Maybe you'll be a good guy. Maybe you'll care about lekuchos and you'll dip into the family estate and pay me off for lekuchos not to have to suffer. This is a major, major Ramban. Milvah b'shtar depersonalizes the lova. Milvah b'peh is about me and the lova. Milvah b'shtar is about me and the lekuchos. It's a major, you're going to want to come back to this Ramban every time you discuss Milvah B'shtar. And since it's about me and Lekuchos, and that conversation between me and Lekuchos is only a Karka conversation, because they don't have to pay me anything they bought from you, but I don't have to pay Karka, so that becomes a Karka litigation. You may be in court, but now I'm talking to you. I'm talking to the Lekuchos. I'm talking to the insurance company. The insurance company is about Karka. This is a two-line Ramban, but it changes everything in the world of Hovah. And it's so much more elegant, Levi, than the Yesh Mefarsh in the Ramban. I made it really funny before, because I was trying to make it logical to you. But it's not logical, what Ramban said before in the terms of the Yesh Mefarsh. Oh, the second we wrote a contract, Binyamin, about a loan, means that since contracts in general are associated with karka, then I become a karka monster. Like, what? Why? The second you see a contract, you get obsessed with karka? No, the second you see a contract, we're shifting the litigation. It's not between you and me anymore. It's about me and the lekuchos. I don't trust you. I don't know what's going to happen to you. Lekuchos are not part of this process. They're not going to run away. I mean, they could run away, but they're not going to run away because they can go back to you and collect their money. They've got achrayus. So what you mean, lekuchos, is basically me and the insurance company. The insurance company is going to pay. Therefore, it's not emotional anymore. And there's me and lekuchos, and that lekuchos, I'm going to take their karka. Therefore, this is litigation of karka. When I come into Basin on Monday and I say, Ariel, you owe me money, I'm not talking to you. If I have a star, I'm talking to lekuchos. I'm saying they owe me karka. And you say 50 yes, 50 not, this is a karka tvia. It's a karka tvia from the get-go. You don't swear on a karka tvia on the get-go. When it comes to Beis Din Arav Ishtar, that's a value tvia. Value tvia, we talk about it. You confess part, you admit part. Value tvias can lead to shluos, even if they end up being collected with karka. Great Ramban, huh? I love this Ramban. Yes, Ariel, Mordechai, Eli.
So, I don't really understand why is there, you just explained that. Because there's insurance on it, right? Therefore, how does that relate to karka? Where does it jump over there?
Not because the insurance will only give me karka. I can only ask the lokeach, who's an insurance agent, for his karka. I can't ask him for the phones. I can only collect karka from the kuchos. If you buy cell phones, 100 cell phones, and the guy ends up being a lova, and I can't come and say, oh, lova, you sold 100 cell phones to Ariel, I want to collect those cell phones. Metatli mishtabli logav. You can't collect metatlim from the kuchos. You can only collect karka from the kuchos. That's the point. So when I'm looking at lekuchos, I'm looking at one thing, their karka. I can't collect any of the metatlim they bought. Okay? I assume that everyone knew this, but Ariel's question, I can't take metatlim from lekuchos. Metatlim that lekuchos bought from the lova, I can't collect. Karka lekuchos bought from the lova, I can collect. So when I'm looking at the lekuchos, I'm only looking at the karka. And since I'm looking at lekuchos from the get-go, so basically, I'm only thinking about karka. Not just thinking about karka, this is a karka litigation, because that's the only thing the lekuchos can possibly pay. Mordechai. You want to move the nuclear bomb in your suitcase? I can't see you. You can blow up our red afterwards. I'm surprised not handcuffed. Yes. Yes.
I think that's part of the bond. The way you put the shtarga is a very critical personal relationship which connects you and you're able to make the, which we consider one of the normal way how shtar works in general, how it goes upon other people because it's more in an interpersonal way. And if, it's, if the interpersonal way changes for a different situation, then you can't change it how shtar works, and it could, that could be something which you have not karka. And since then, bond hold is an extremely interpersonal relationship, and it depends on what is considered normal. And if you want to change normality, you can. I want to say that that's what it looks like too, but too.
Okay. Well, we'll say that Rapayim slightly disagrees, but could be
soon. Okay. Okay.
Right. But I'm not going for the clickbait. We're not talking about Ksuba in this year. Next. Okay. Mordechai's always trying to get me somewhere. Hey, Mitarga, look at this video. No. Okay. I think Mordechai should work for you too. Very good. Yeah. Mordechai's got that little secret way to get people off their mark. Yes, it does.
Yeah, so
why am I watching cats? I can't deliver the Torah. All of a sudden, I'm watching a video about cats. I didn't have, yeah.
Yeah, so just, so Shtar's objective, and just trying to understand a little bit, like, why the Lekuchen can only take Shtar, that's, it can only take Karka. Is that because we said that Karka has, like you.
No, Shtar, no, stop. You can only take Karka from the Kuchos at the top. Why?
Like,
I don't care. I mean, there are whys to that, but for right now,
right,
I think
that's what I was wondering.
Right, Kodesh Baruch Hu likes Kuf and didn't like Mem and whatever. For whatever reason, I can only take Lekuchos Karka, what they bought. I can't take the Metalpa.
All right. So
whatever. Because... Now, once I'm looking at Lekuchos, essentially I'm looking at Karka.
Right, okay.
Okay,
that's,
yes.
What does Shibudo mean in this context?
Shibudo, his Tviya, his collection, his Tviya. Yes, Ellie.
So by Malva,
good question. Yes.
By Malva Balpeh, is there a still come for Lekuchos?
Nope. Can't go to Lekuchos. I can go to you.
But then you take your car.
Runs away, you're stuck. Okay? Yes.
Is this something about the Raisa where if you can.
Doesn't. He's solving Jorban. Good question. Okay? The Raisa will solve it. Okay? This is the Ramban. Now, why does it matter? Okay? Here's the most important 5 minutes of the last month. Wake up! Go on, give Noah a little tip, a little click, okay? Noah, we need you. This is the most important statement of the last month. So I used to wake up people in yeshivas in Europe. If you ever teach you a little bit of Yiddish, don't blow us up, Mordechai. Shtey oif, lavodas habore. Shtey oif means get up. Shtey oif, lavodas habore. Okay, vaccine man, okay? I like that mask, okay? Shtey oif. Lavodas habara, get up for davening. Okay, maybe we'll start that in yeshiva. They don't have a wake up in yeshiva, right? No. We used to have a wake up because we didn't have cell phones and none of us had clocks. So the wake up used to be rifle butts on your door. You'd be sleeping. The shomrim, they were responsible for the wake up. We had patrol. So the person that had the 3:30 to 6:30 shift, davening was at 6:30. And you had to wake everyone up at 6:10. So the end of your shift, you'd go around room by room, and there was no binyan yur, there was no binyan tes, there was no binyan yur aleph. So it's basically just through vav, you'd go around, poom, poom, poom. So you'd be sleeping. Imagine getting woken up by the butt of a rifle. Okay. Then at some point, the yeshiva decided they're going to put speakers in the, we still see those, like, I don't know if they have them anymore.
Yeah,
brown speakers. Like, they're really cameras, but you hide the cameras behind the speakers. We don't brainwash you. Anyway, so they start to play music on the speakers, and somehow, some way, like, it's not like classical, it's not like, I don't know, gave them a tape by mistake of the Who, so they started playing the Who. We all got up and started dancing. Ever since I was a young boy, I started getting up and dancing to the Who. So now you guys have your cell phones. So you can blame it on your cell phone. Well, I tried to get up. I couldn't do the math equation. I went to sleep, whatever. So you get the butt rifles. So wake up, everyone. Stay up. Avodah Shavarei. Okay, time to wake up. Maybe we'll start doing that. The Mashkiach in the old style yeshivas go room by room, waking people up. So maybe we'll send her by Ryan into your rooms. It's 6:45 every morning. Okay. And wake you up, right? That would be good. Good for recruiting. Our Mashkiach comes into your room. My father told me that in Ner Yisrael, the Mashkiach would actually do that. He went to knock on the guy's door. The guy opened the door by accident, not knowing where it was, because these things actually happen when you go into people's rooms. You know, in his birthday suit, he wasn't wearing any clothing, and he was standing in front of the Mashkiach. The Mashkiach looks at him and says, "Where are your tzitzis?" If we have that policy, I'm taking a pass on that one. Okay, let the Madrichim go to you. Yeah, first of all, put on my mask. I know what your room smells like these days. Okay, I'm not looking at anyone in particular, but just statistics. That's all. Okay, why does this matter? So let's see if we can define. This is really important. According to Tosfos, when the fill in the sentence. When the X is about karka, it's off limits to shvua. It's a no shvua zone. This is definition time now, brisker definition time. And then we'll see why those definitions matter. When the X is about karka, you don't take a shvua. Can someone fill in that X? It's really important. When the? Gevia. Anytime on Thursday you're going to collect karka, you don't swear on Monday. If this puppy is going to land with a karka collection, then you don't take a shvua. So Monday, we're talking about money, but you know, in the back of our minds, Barak, on Thursday, I may take karka. Anytime the eventual gevia may be about karka, you don't swear on Monday, even though no one said a word about karka. And the Rai tells us that's such a problem finding a case where you do take a shvua, and it's only cases where radical ukimt as well, you don't have karka, you're mochel the karka. Beautiful, Jacob. So according to Tosfos, this is really important because we're going to start to understand why this is important. Okay? According to Tosfos, Ein Nishbayin Al Karka. Normally, everything is Karka. You ask you for Karka, you pay Karka. Rochog Yidam is true of my lands. We're discussing Karka, you're paying Karka. But here it's Kefiras Shibud Karka. We're talking about loans, but it may end up in Karka. So according to Tosfos, anytime it's a gevias karka, which is basically we buy everything, minatara everything, and even midrabanan, I can always collect karka from the lovel. If it's a gevias karka, ain shmur. According to the Ramban, if it's a fill in the blank, not a gevias karka, but if it's a tvias karka, very good, Ramban, tvias karka. And therefore, the Ramban is saying a shtar is a tvias karka because I'm looking at the lekuchos. Whereas Mevel Bapeh, even though on Thursday I may take karka, but on Monday I'm not looking at the lekuchos. I'm looking at Eisenman, and Eisenman and I are talking about money, even though on Thursday. Okay, does everyone get those definitions? Really important because we're going to go one step further. According to Tosfos, anytime there will be a potential tvias karka, that makes, even potential, that makes the whole litigation karka litigation, and you don't take a shvur, and therefore Tosfos has a big problem. Going to Ramban, no, we have to decide whether it's a tvias karka or a tvias metoklin. How do you make that decision, shtar or not shtar, without getting into the nitty-gritty of the Ramban again? But something about shtar makes the litigation, karka litigation, from the get-go. Barak.
Can you explain Tosfos one more time?
Tosfos?
Yeah.
Tosfos had a question. What difference does it make whether it's a milvah b'shtar or milvah b'peh? You're always going to collect karka at least from the lovah. And Tosfos didn't really answer the question. You're right. The only case you'd beg a shvuah is if there's no karka to be spoken of. There's no potential gviya. He was mochalid, he doesn't have karka. So when,
what do you mean by the gviya?
If there's going to be a collection of karka, that makes the case unshvuahable, unsuitable for shvuah, incompatible with shvuah. According to Ramban, no. Only if the case is defined as a karka litigation is it unsuitable for shvuah. Okay, here's the punchline, guys. You ready for the punch? It's not just a punch. There's a Mike Tyson punch. You know who Mike Tyson is? Okay, get a Tyson punch. You know, live to tell about it. This is a knockout punch, okay? This is the knockout punch. why would you say, okay, let's see if we can do this in stages, that the cancellation of a shvua is based on what the gevir is, and if the gevir is karka, then we cancel the shvua. If the gevir is not karka, which is very rare according to us, we don't cancel the shvua. Or why would you say that what determines yes shvua or no shvua is not the gevir but the tvir? What larger issue does this reflect? What I'm about to say now doesn't happen in most yeshivas. Most yeshivas, what I said until now happens, gevir or tvir, I hope. But now we're going one step higher. What does this tell us about? A little metal on this here. Just give me, don't give me the svar. What will this, what's on the higher level of the parking lot here? I'm deciding whether I should cancel the shvua or not cancel the shvua. If it's karka, I'll cancel. If it's not karka, I won't cancel. And I've got two ways to determine when I should cancel the shvua. According to Tosis, I look at the gevir. If the gevir is karka, we'll cancel the shvua, which is always. If the gevir is not karka, a few crazy cases, then we'll have a shvua. Whereas according to Rabban, I don't look at the gevir on Thursday. I look at the tvi on Monday. And a shtar makes the Monday tvia karka. There's no shtar for whatever reason we gave in the Ramban. Get that out of your mind right now. But why? Why should I determine Shavua's viability or non-viability by the gvia being karka or not? Why should I determine the Shavua's viability or non-viability based on the tvia? It obviously is touching on how we define. That one word is the most important answer today. We'll talk about it in a moment. But take a minute and breathe that in. Inhale. Okay, I know no one here smokes, Baruch Hashem. You never smoke. Maybe you're smoking in this chakira. Next, I want you to see connection. It's not an obvious connection, but I want it to be obvious. Deciding whether to impose a shvua, and knowing that I can't impose a shvua on karka, but I can impose a shvua on non-karka. And now I want to decide, when do I gauge karka? At the time of gevir, or at the time of tvia, is essentially asking me, what am I doing in shvua? What's the critical point of shvua? The tvia or the gevir. I want to make a decision. Can I make a shvua? To make that decision, Barak, I have to see is it karka or not. But when do I ask that question? On Monday or Thursday? During the tvia or during the gevir? According to Tosfos, I ask that question on Thursday, and then you're always talking about karka, and therefore shvua is very, very limited. According to the Ramban, you ask that question on Monday. And on Monday, we have a sharp divide between shtar, which is karka conversation, and middle of the pen, which is not karka conversation. But I'm asking myself, why? Why should I start gauging Shavua's applicability on Monday? Why should I start gauging Shavua's applicability on Thursday? Tosfos says, look at Thursday. Ramban says, look at Monday. How do I define Shavua? Go one step further. Don't try to cut off too much. Is Shvua part of the Tvia? Or is Shvua part of the Slav? Or is it part of the Gvia? Just move step by step. Is Shvua a Monday issue? Part of the whole Tvia? And therefore we have to think about is Monday's Tvia Karaka or not? Which is the Ramban. 1 second, Barak. Or is Shvua part of the Gvia? And on Thursday, Tosfos fell through Yoris collecting Karaka. So now all of a sudden I'm tagging Shvua. At what point does Shvua enter the proceedings? Is it part of the Tvia, part of the Gevir? Now start with your fancy, fancy Svaras. Now, because now you could say it a little different, say that, but what I've said until now is rock solid. It's inalienable. I've just moved it along inch by inch by inch. Now we decide what building you want on that rock solid foundation. You want to build this way, build it. That would be a little different. He says it this way. I'll tell you the way I think you should say it, but it's more important for me to give you the foundation, how to build a foundation. How do we build a foundation? We look at Machlokas, Ramban, and Tosfos. We define them with terms, and we use those terms to define Shavua, because we're talking about Shavua. As you move up the parking lot, everything you say on a lower level will affect the upper level of the parking lot. Now define, why should Shavua be part of the Tvia? Why should Shavua be part of the Gevir? Okay, now, fancy schmancy guy. Come on, Tinek. I'm a simple guy. I don't know, Tinek. All these fancy, give me a fancy Tinek spot. Yeah, country club.
You could spin around like, at the end of the Mitzah, the problem about the Mitzah is you should move to the Kamishana in there. And if you're only focusing on the Kufa and not the guy himself, because you have Karka, then we don't care about, you know, whether or not we trust it.
Okay, you're going back to the Ramban. I don't want to get into, you're explaining why Shtar is karka focusing as opposed to not. But let's say Shtar changes the Tevia to karka and non-Shtar doesn't. For whatever reason, Yoni Ben. But why should I gauge Shvua's applicability based on what's happening during the Tviya? And if there's a Shtar, it's Karka. For whatever reason, if there's no Shtar, why should I say, I don't care what's happening in Tviya. I care about one thing. Will Karka pass hands? And since Karka will pass hands on Thursday, even by Mimul Bapeh, you can't swear about that, as Tosfos said. Why should I care about how I define the Tviya? Why should I care about how I define the Gviya? No. Barak.
Question whether you're making a Shvua on what happened in the past or what you're doing right now.
Good. Okay, good. Getting there. He's starting to finesse it a little bit. It's like giving a little massage to the boxer in the corner. Massaging more. Is Shavua this or is Shavua that? If Shavua is this, then I'd look at what's happening in the Tzvi. If Shavua is that, then I'd look at the Gviya. Well, give me the thises and the thats. Why should I stream Shavua's applicability based on what's happening on Monday? Why should I stream Shavua's applicability based on what's happening on Thursday? Yoni.
Maybe if it's like almost like a bearer, like a personality thing, like you have to check the
okay, is that a Monday or Thursday thing?
I think maybe a Thursday thing, like a right then, like you have to check that the person's actually following.
Okay, what's the opposite of a bearer?
A co-op.
Okay. I like it. You're pulling out from your chest of Lundus. It's just you need more tools than this. Fine. That's fine. You're just pulling the ones you've seen before. It's good. I like your thought process. Okay, keep that process alive. You have to fill it out. Is Shvua a... What is a Shvua? Maybe Yoni's saying, let's try to define what a Shvua is. Is a Shvua part of the Monday conversation? Is a Shvua part of the Thursday conversation?
Right.
I like that. You just don't... You need more content to fill it in. Levi.
Is Shvua just a tool to make you butter? Or Shvua the actual thing that you butter for mom on? Or Shvua the actual thing being chaya for?
Okay.
If it's just part of the phenomenon, then it's not the Gviya.
I can feel the needle moving a little bit. Not at 120 miles an hour, but you see the needle moving a little bit. I like when you move the needle. Okay. Jake, you want to take a shot?
If the shoe is about my bus stops to
there. Okay.
Then it makes more sense to say it's about the Tviya. Tviya is a Tviya Skarka, then you're probably doing the Tviya, it's not a Tviya Skarka, you're kind. But if she was more of a Raya and a baby were telling us how
I like it.
Then it's about how you collect.
We're getting close. The terms are still a little bit Telzer. Let's put it this way. Too much blood being exchanged, cut my eye, cut you make a blood pack, there's too much of this going on. I like to have separate bleedings. Yes, and one and two. Is Shavua a... What is a Shavua? Come on, let's think globally. Don't think about Metzia. Is Shavua a... Beirur? I have to clarify the claims because your claim is stronger than mine. Or Nira Kimishaker. I owe based in clarification. It's part of the process of clarification. Part of the litigation. It's not going to say the word Monday, but maybe you're hearing it. Or a Shvua. Not a bearer, I'd say. It's a?
Another.
No? Thank you. You're still thinking like Yoni. Like, what have I seen until now? It's the opposite of bearer. It's not my responsibility to based in to clarify the claims and to. It's a? It's, what do we call that? I'm not clarifying for based in. I owe you an explanation.
Yes.
Chov. Is Shavua Chov? Namely, sometimes I have to pay you money. And even if you haven't mustered enough money extracting evidence, like Adim, but I owe you something. I owe you some non-monetary payment. Shavua is not just, oh, please, you made a claim. We're not sure. You smell fishy. Clarify, take a Shavua. For instance, I didn't bring two aid in, but I brought one aid. Or I didn't bring aid in, but you confessed a little bit, and Hadas Piv is stronger than aid in, we know. Kavachomer. You owe me. It's part of the payment, not part of the processing of evidence. Sometimes you end up walking out of Beis Din and you pay, sometimes you end up walking out of Beis Din and you take a shvua. Give me a halacha we're going to learn in a few days. Well, who's a prophet here? Halacha that just screams that a shvua is some form of obligation to the person, not just do us a favor, Beis, and says, take a shvua to give more credibility to your claim. What halacha is like the money shot? Someone stops you on the street, you're about to get on a bus, leader's pulling you on the bus, says, come, we got to get back to Gush for Shabbos. We bought this delicious food from a Tarragon's, Tish, delicious, I got to get back. And a guy from Mir comes and says, you're on the bus already. He opened the window and says, prove to me that Shmuel is a chow. And the bus is pulling away. What do you say to him? One word. One word. Money shot. Pull out your rifle. Assassin. I'm the assassin from Gush. I assassinate Lamdas. Mitoch. I love it. The assassin. New nickname for Levi, the assassin. Quiet assassin. Levi the assassin. Mitoch sheni yachal yishava mashallah. If you can't swear, you pay. What? Can't swear, pay? If when you can't swear, you pay, that sounds like swearing is a form of payment. And if you can't pay the easy road, then you got to pay the harder road. Like any payment tables. Okay, we'll have 13 different ways to let me talk by the time we're finished. But this is not the 13 different way version. This is the bus pulling away, the guy screaming at you through the window from here. Give me one word that proves that Shmuel is a chel. Say me talk. Which Spanish Rishon, who is a Talmud of the Rif, may have agreed with what I just said. That Shmuel is not really apparent. Like, you get this, you're really an assassin. Which Spanish, well, I gave it away. Which Spanish Rishon, who was a Talmud of the Rif, may have felt that Shmuel is a chov? Jeopardy. I'll take Spanish Talmudim of the Rif for $500. Lambda's Jeopardy. Good game for Purim. The Rimi Gash. What does Rimi Gash say? What does Rimi Gash say? What can't you use to acquit a Shmuel? Go on. Lafturi Mishvur Alarm Rinan. Lafturi Mishvur Alarm Rinan. Lafturi Mishvur Alarm Rinan. Migo. Why can't Migo exonerate a Shvua? After all, if Shvua is just a bearer, Migo could be an equal bearer. Okay, don't take my Shvua. Take my bearer. Shvua is not a bearer. What's Shvua? And what can't exonerate a Chov? Migo. How do you know Migo can't exonerate a Chov? What do we call that? Migo. Lahotzi. Whoa, Rabbi Targum, what are we learning now? It's called Shas. It's called Shas, guys. Get used to it. It's not a page. It's not a detail. It's everything. Ripple, 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 ripple. Is Shmua a Beirah or Shmua a Chov? Wait, stop. Before we even get back to Mabonitosis. Is Shmua a Beirah or Shmua a Chov? Well, what's the Machayev in Motor Mixes? Remember our tree? Is the Machayev in Motor Mixes Nira Kimishakir? Or is the Machayev in Motor Mixes Kaina Hashuva? Remember? Which sounds like, which mechanism, which machinery would more likely produce a Chov? Which machinery would more likely produce a Beor? Think about the pair. Like, this is the machinery. These are the parents. I'm using red. Tell me, where should I write the word chov? Shmua as a chov. Where should I write the word shmua as a beor?
Chov is
nir mishaker. Nir mishaker means basin doesn't know if you tell the truth. So beef up your position in basin. Kind of chashuva means you're strong. I'm weak. I owe you something. I don't owe you that much. I owe you a chov. Shmua. Presume you can play with that. That would be the starting point. This is the mothership, guys. Pull open the door, you see some crazy big alien with big teeth. This is the mothership. What is a shvua? Is a shvua a chov or a bearer? This affects every single sug of shvua. You see how we've moved up? Now we're in the mothership. We hung out in one of the spacecraft and we got into the mothership now. We use the Ramban Tosas Machlokas to get into the mothership. Is shvua a chov or a bearer? That will affect Migalef Torah Mishvua, that would affect Mitoch, that would affect every single time you say the word Shavua, is it a Chav or a Bear? Every single time. That should be your largest question. You know, it doesn't get any larger than this, at least at our level. Is a Shavua an obligation to pay him something? Or is a Shavua my obligation to Beis Din to clarify my position and reinforce my position? Is a shvua part of the finish the line? Turn this question in. 1 second, Yanni. Turn this question, stay where you are, to a Thursday question. Is shvua part of the water? Is shvua part of the X or the Y? Part of the tzviya or part of the
kriya?
Thank you. Tosa says it's part of the kriya, so we gauge whether it's kriya skarka or not. The Ramban says it's part of the tzviya, so we gauge. It's easy, guys. This some this thing is easy. You just gotta be dumb. I keep telling you that. Stop trying to be smart. I'm serious. You try to think too high. Well, if you say x to the third times 2 to the 14th degree cube, maybe it's just like define, move, ask, connect. Take what Tosa says, take what the Rambam says, define them sharply. Why should it be Tvia? Why should it be Gvia? What is it Tosa about Shmua? Just be a little dumb in life. 12 years of the best education in the world I'm undoing in 3 months. Spent 12 years trying to be smart, trying to make you dumb. Trust me, for alumnus, it's better to be slow and gradual than to be pretty and shooting ideas you know what you're talking about, especially at this stage. Yes, Levi?
So the Rimi Gashrin has to be with Tosfos?
In theory, I mean, because it's so speculative. Rimi Gashrin is talking about Migo, Tosfos is talking about Karka. We're linking them to the same common language, logic. Yeah, but the Rimi Gashrin could say, even though I think it's still about Tvi. Even though I think so many levels. The purpose of Lamdas, 1 second, Jacob. The purpose of Lamdas, listen to this, is to take conversations that seem totally separate and make them similar. So there's one conversation where the Migo works for sure. Another conversation with Mitoch. A third conversation about Tani Chashuva, what how you understand Malas Adashav and Daftalik. A fourth conversation in Bani Tosfos. It's all the same conversation, we think. But not every Rishon would necessarily agree that they're all similar. He would say, oh, this halacha is based on something else. So if he asks Rimi Gash, we're interviewing you. Why Migo of Trumi Shvur Alar Mina? Is it because you held that Migo, that Shvur is a Chov? What are you, crazy? Because I hold Migo of Trumi Shvur Yoni Ben Shalom Mina, not because Shvur is a Chov, Shvur is a Beror, but Migo is a Chov. Yeah? So we don't know how the Rimi Gash would stack up. We're just saying, from our standpoint, we can take all these machlok and go to the bathroom. So in regards to Yoni, you can take all these. She can share the bed. That would be like the ultimate. Like I'm getting ready to meet these kids. Is it true that in Gush they're all cold and they're drunk? Is it true that Gush is living? So, is it true that they give shear in the bathroom?
Physics
in the
are you allowed to learn
that,
like by
the
like,
okay. I'm not going for the page. Okay.
I'll,
like,
I'll connect it back.
An anti Schmirler filter.
Wait, you're going to be asking
okay. Really
yeah, yeah. You know, there'll be this new app on my phone, you know, anti Schmirler, big picture of Schmirler, with a light to it. Okay, 5 stars. Okay, look. I don't want to go into the Reb Chaim now because it's going to be too confusing for you. We'll get to Reb Chaim next week because we take a break. And last time, if he wants to teach Reb Chaim, it's a beautiful Reb Chaim, but just I want to do it slowly and gradually. It may be true. This is a good time to introduce. This year, for some people, this is the year, as the boys are starting to visit the yeshiva, that they're going to come to. So sometimes you may have to flip around and play with, you know, students who are visiting the yeshiva. So it could be that, like, if it's the fourth shiur in Karka and there's a high school kid who's coming, like, good luck for that. He's not going to, and in the shiur, so, like, I'll give the first shiur of a new topic, then we'll get back to Reb Chaim just because he has to hear a model shiur. So there's a boy coming on Tuesday, which is the first time I'm coming back to give shiur. So if Tani doesn't teach Reb Chaim, unless he wants to teach Reb Chaim, then I will probably give